So we are in Dalam and Aleph. We got to around eight lines from the top. Gemara quotes in the Mishnah that Tumtin van Jognes Vachule, a list of those individuals who are Pata from the Midriya. Gemara explains how do we know the exemptions of these. So Tanur Rabbanan, Zachor, the Pasuk says by the Karban Riya, says the word Zachor. L'hotzi es anashim, men have to bring the Karban Riya, not women. Zachor Chad, extra Chaf at the end. L'hotzi Tumtin van Jognes. And Kol Zachor, the extra Kol. The Rabbos as Akhtanim. So Rashi just explains exactly how the drasha works here. Plus the Rashi three narrow lines down to Zachar. Im Nemar Zachar, in the Chalotzi Ela Es Anashim. If you just had the word Zachar, we'd only have the ability to exclude women. But Achshav Shenemar Zachar Chad, the extra Chaf at the end, Balahotzi, an extra thing, Af Tumtum Vajognus, Im Anashim. Those two are also going to be excluded from the Mitzvah Ria. More analyzes now. Amar Mar, Zachar Lahotzi Es Anashim. Halam Likra, why do you need a Pasuk to exclude women? Michti mitzvah sase shazman gramahu. And v'chol mitzvah sase shazman gramah, as we know, nashim paturas. So women are pater. Mitzvah riyah only comes three times a year. It comes only on the regel. So women should be pater because mitzvah sase shazman gramah. Why do you need a special pasuk of zachor to exclude women here? So the Gemara says, itzrich, you need the pasuk to exclude them. Kasaka da'ita chamina, you would have thought they should be chayv the mitzvah riyah because we have the gzer shavah we already saw before, nelef, riyah mehakel. If Gzer Shava, it says Riyah by the Mitzvah Riyah. It says Riyah by the Mitzvah Hakel. Malahala Nashim Chayavos, Afkan Nashim Chayavos. Just like by Hakel, it says women explicitly that they're Chayav. Echol Nashim, the Pasuk says, that women are Chayav and Hakel. One may think women should also be obligated in the Mitzvah Riyah through the Gzer Shava. Kamashvan, the Pasuk Zachar, is that only men are Chayav in Riyah and women are Pater from Riyah. So Mepharshim ask, why do you need the Hapas in the first place? To think, why do you need the concept of the Gzer Shava Riyah to think that women would be Chayiv? You have another reason why women are going to be Chayiv in Riyah, at least in the Havmina. Because there's a low sase, there's an Isser to show up to the base of Mikdash empty-handed, the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says, Lo Yirat Pnei Reikam, it's an Isser to show up to the base of Mikdash without a carbon.
And
Interesting.
So, because it says,
Shalosh, but we see at least the... Ricky's suggesting that the lav only kicks in once you show up empty-handed, but if you don't show up empty-handed, there's no lav. Okay, so the other Chachamim, I guess, felt that the lav and asi were attached together, that you have to show up, and if you don't show up at all, that's also an iser. So the Mepharshim give different answers. So we have a concept that women are chayiv in matzah, because just like they're chayiv in the iser of chametz, they're chayiv in matzah as well. Those two are attached. If you're chayiv in the lav, you're chayiv in the asay. Here, too, we should say you're chayiv in the lav of lo yeh prenei reikam, they should be chayiv in the asay. So how do you get around this? So the first answer is that, by matzah and chametz, they're two separate isurim. Women are certainly chayiv in the lav, it's a separate isur. And through the hekesh, you're also chayiv through the chametz, to the matzah. But here, the lav of lo yeh pnei reikam is not a separate lav, it's attached to the asay. It's secondary to the asay, it's inferior to the asay.
The
asay is to bring a carbon to the base of Mikdash on the regalim. So the lav here is not separate of the chayiv and the lav. It only comes secondary to the asay. So once they're pater in the asay, the lav is just as an afterthought.
What is the lav?
Lo yeh pnei, you can't show up empty-handed. That's one answer that's brought down in the name of Shahar Melech answers this way. The Be'er Avram, as you quoted in the back, says differently. Very interesting, actually. Great idea. The Gemara tells us that men are chayiv shehishva kasav ish leish lechol onshin shebatorah. Women are chayiv in all lavim because the pasuk connects them. There's a pasuk that says they're obligated to do all the onshin there. So he says the pasuk that they quote is isho isha ki yasu mikol chatas adam. A man or woman who does it, only a mitzvah a lav sheish bo meiser chayiv in. Women are chayiv in. But if it's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh that has no action, women are not a chayiv. The pasuk only says ya'aseh. So this situation, lo yeh pnei reikam, is they show up empty-handed. That's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. There's no, it's a non-action. They did nothing, so they're not obligated. It's a big chiddush. No, the Gemara, the Achron ask, why do you need, before you get to that point even, why do you have to have a havmi that women are chayiv because of the gzer shava from hakel? I have another reason why they're chayiv, because they're chayiv in lavim. So we're trying to say, no, they're not chayiv in this particular lav. And the reason why you would think they're chayiv is because the gzer shavat the hakel. And then comes along the concept of zachor to say women are actually pater from the mitzvah of riyah. But this is just another reason to think why they'd be chayiv in the havmin, because the lav.
When you just say in that case,
No, it tells us that a lav, women are not chayv in a lav that has no ma'aseh to it. Only lav sheyesh b'ma'aseh. That's the chiddush. That's the deep.
In general.
And this is an example of a lav sheyesh b'ma'aseh. So the very fact that there's a lav here won't affect the woman because it's ain b'ma'aseh. It's a big chiddush. It's a very nice chiddush. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Zechurcha Lahotzi Tumtim Van Jagnus. The word Zechurcha came to exclude a Tumtim Van Jagnus. The Gemara says, Bishma Andragnus, Itzrich. I understand why you have to exclude an Andragnus. Kasaka Daita Chamina, Hol the Islay Tzad Zichris Lechayev. Since the Jagnus is both man and female, so they have the Tzad Zichris, you would think they're Chayev. So Kamash Milan, the Zechurcha, to exclude them, the Birya B'nai Atzmahu. It's a B'nai Atzmahu. It's a new creature. It's a new type of category. There's men, women, and there's androgynous. So that's the Zechurcha comes to exclude them. They're not considered typical men.
Such a thing,
I know it's happened. I don't know how common. I don't know.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis, the Hollywood star, was born.
So I understand why androgynous, you would think androgynous would be a man. The Pasuk of Zechurcha said they're excluded from this mitzvah. But why do you Pasuk of Tumtun? El Tumtun, Sveikahu, Mitzvah, Krol, Mute, Sveika. Tumtun, we're not really sure what the status is. Androgynous is both. Tumtun is neither. So you're not really sure what a Tumtun is. So you need a Pasuk to exclude a Suffolk. We're not sure if it's a man or a woman. Why do you need a Pasuk to exclude a Suffolk? So I'm Rabbi, Kishu Beita Mibuchutz. It's a different type of, two types of Tumtums. Some tumtums are the beitzim for b'fnim, other beitzim mibuchutz. The beitzim are b'fnim. So that's the case of a safek. We're not talking about that type of safek. That's pasha. We're talking about a tumtum that's beitzim mibuchutz. That's a, again, I'm not sure, man, woman, whatever it is. And that's where you need the pasuk, because it's a different type of bria.
So tumtum and oginos, it's the same thing.
No. Androgynous have both parts, and tumtum has neither, or the hidden, or it's tum.
Covered.
Now, interesting, the Mefarshim point out here, now it sounds like from this Gemara, there's a content, the general machlokas, Safik deraisa, we say lechumra. Safik deraisa lechumra. Now, the fact that we say lechumra by Safik deraisa, is that itself a deraisa? Does the Torah tell us that whenever there's a Safik, we have to be machmir? Or that's only a din derbanan, that when it comes to Safik deraisa, we should be machmir? But that's only a derbanan to be machmir. But had it not been derbanan, we could be makil, even on a Safik deraisa. That's the machlokas. So the fact that Gemara says a sveika deraisa, why you need a pasuk to exclude a sveika deraisa, seems to imply that sveika deraisa lechumra is only a midirbanan. Because if we were to say sveik deraisa lechumra is a din deraisa, so yeah, we need a Torah to tell us that normally we say we are machmir. This pasuk tells me in this case we're actually going to make it. That's a raya that they bring to this concept. Okay, the Gemara says now Omar Mar kol zechurcha l'rabos es haketanim. The word kol comes to include that ketanim are also chayiv in the mitzvah of a mitzvah of riyah. But doesn't our Mishnah tell us v'hatanan chutz micher shot of a katan that a katan is in fact excluded from the mitzvah of riyah? Amar bai lo kasha. Kan v'katan shegi lechinach, kan shekatan shelo hagi lechinach. Depends on the age. If it reaches age lechinach, so then that's a chayiv deraisa. If it didn't reach age lechinach, it's not a din deraisa. It's the pater. It says, what do you mean? Katan shegil achinach derabanan hi. You bring a pasuk kol zechurcha to tell me a katan shegil achinach chayiv deraisa. It's only a din derabanan chinach. We know it's not a din deraisa. Ein achanami, Gemara says you're right. It's only a din derabanan. Ah, what about the pasuk kol, which includes katanim? Cross machta ba'alma. It's not like it's a smachta, it's a din derabanan. Now, there's a tziv, I mentioned this the first daf of the Gemara of the Masechta. And the tziv is medayik from the Rambam that in fact there is a din deraisa of chinach by the mitzvah of Riyah. I'm not sure how the Rambam learns this Gemara here, but he thinks there's a din deraisa, and some think it's a din deraisa in general of chinuch for the Rambam, but typically we assume chinuch is only a din derabanan. So now that we establish the word kol is not coming to include ketanim, because ketanim is only a din derabanan, so what's the word kol coming to include? Ela krolamai asa. What's the word kol coming to teach us? Asa l'chede acherim, the opinion of the acherim. What do the acherim say? Acherim omrim ha-mekametz, Hamitzarif, Nechoshes, Vabursi, Patur Mi'ariya. What are these types of professions? So Rashi tells us that Hamakametz is Mefarish ben Pesachis Chesubis. Hamakametz biyado tsoas klavim. The guy picks up dog litter, cat litter, excrement. Vomani ki lasakin ben oros shakorin kordvin. He used this to fix the leather. Shemavdin osam bitsoas klavim. They use the excrement of the dogs to fix the leather. I don't know much about tanning leather. And Hametzarif HaNechoshes, says Rashi, is Shemetzarfo b'makom shechofren osam nakarka, a place where they dig out the Nechoshes from the ground, and they Metzarif it, they would, what's the English word for it, to join them together, meld them, I guess, weld them, right. Weld them together. And so these types of professions are professions that come along a pretty bad stench along with them. And especially when you do this day in, day out, it becomes a part of you almost. So these individuals, Achirim, say again, the Mishnah says, Achirim Omrim, Hamakametz, Vametzarif Nechoshes, Vaburzi. Burzi is some type of a tanning of leather. These things smell, and Patur Minariya, the Patur Minariya. Why? Mishum Shenemar, Kol Zechurcha. Everyone goes. What does that mean, everyone? Mishiachol Lalos Im Kol Zechurcha. Everyone, someone who's able to join the Tzibor. Yatzu Elu Shenem Ruin Lalos Im Kol Zechurcha. These people who smell so bad, no one wants to be with them, they cannot join with the Tzibor, and therefore they're excluded from the word Kol. They can't be Mekayim the Din of Kol. You like that one, huh?
The Gemara has a half a minute to learn Nashim and Re'iya, but it doesn't have a half a minute. The Gemara just says that it casts off the Tanim that they're upon it. Have a half a minute that you're going to learn from Re'iya.
Right, well, that's not such a kasha. Right, so it's not a din in the ketanim. The din, the reason why ketanim are chayiv by hakel is not because the ketanim themselves are chayiv, because the mviyim, the parents, are chayiv. Okay. Then the Gemara says, two Y lines down, Noshim v'avadim sheinim u'shuchar. Women and avadim who are not freed are also potter from the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Noshim Kedamron. I understand why women are exempt. We said above why they're exempt, because the pasuk says Zechor. El Avadim Minal, and how do you know that Avadim are excluded from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kral, the pasuk says El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, in the context of mitzvah Re'iyah. Mi She'ein Lo Ela Adon Echad, someone who only has one Adon, Ha'adon, Yatzah Zeh She'esh Lo Adon Acher, excluding this Eved who has two Adonim. He has Hashem and his master. So he does have, he's another Adon, he's exempt from this mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, Halam Li Kra, why do you need a pasuk of Adon to exclude an Eved? Another reason why an Eved's going to be excluded. Michdi, let's analyze this. Kol mitzvah she'isha mechayev esba, Eved chayeba. Kol mitzvah she'ena ha'isha chayev esba, ena Eved chayeba. De gamar lala, mi'isha. There's a gzer shavah that says la by an Eved, la by an Isha. We equate the two. Whatever woman's chayvin, an Eved's chayvin. Whatever woman's pattern, an Eved's pattern. And since we already established above that women are pater in the mitzvah, so through the la connection, Eved is also going to be pater. Why do you need the pasuk of Adon to exclude an Eved? So this gzer shavah is a very interesting gzer shavah. Just in general, there's a discussion about the nature of Eved Kanani. We're talking Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave who's owned by another Jew, he's certainly chayv in all mitzvahs. An Eved Kanani, if you buy what? Yeah, Eved Ivri is chayv in all mitzvahs. Eved Kanani is a non-Jew that you bought to own him. He's chayv in only mitzvahs that a woman's chayv in. So there's a big machlok is how to understand the chi of mitzvahs. There are two big issues. One issue is, do you really assume that an Eved Kanani, when an Eved Kanani comes into my ownership, he goes through a tevila process, he goes into the mikvah. So is he now a partial Jew? The Rambam has the idea that he's a mikzas Yisrael, and therefore he's chayv in all mitzvahs, he's a real Jew, but there's a special exemption, patur like nashim. Or do you really say, he's mamish nothing, he's a non-Jew, but he has to keep mitzvahs because he's in my household, he has got to do what I've got to do, and therefore he's chayv only to the minimum of what women are chayv, but not above that. And the nafka min is, let's say he runs away. He barach of Eved, the Gemara in Gittin talks about running away, is he chayv in mitzvahs anymore? The big machlok is the Gaonim right that they're pater mitzvahs. He only keeps mitzvahs when my household, because he's being noheg like what I do. But once he leaves, he's pater because he's not really a Jew. The others say, no, he's a full-fledged Jew. He just has a special patur like Nashim. But he's a full-fledged Jew, so when he runs away, he still has to keep the mitzvahs. That's a big machlokas. Another question that comes up also in the Gzer Shavu La, that the only chai mitzvahs like a woman. Let's say a mitzvah such as a woman is pater in shaving their beard and cutting the corners of their hair. Are avadim also pater in such a lav? So do we say they take all the mitzvahs? Even that, they're allowed to shave with a razor? Or no, they only shaykh in mitzvahs that are shaykh to a woman. But since women don't have this issue of shaving a beard because they don't have beards, generally speaking, So maybe they would be chayv in such a mitzvah. That's a shiloh. Or let's say piravu. Piravu, we say women are pata piravu, because the Gemara in Yuvama says that kivshua, and ein derech isha lichvosh, they don't conquer, women don't fight, so women are pater. But avadim do fight, they're men. They just have the, in terms of mitzvahs, they're like a woman, but they do fight, so maybe an eved should be chayv in piravu. Or do we say, no, whatever a woman's chayv in, even though the svar might apply to a man, they're going to be pater as well. Those are the two big issues that come out of this gzeir shavah. Either way, we have a reason why eved should be chayv in the mitzvah, sorry, pater in the mitzvah, because la la, why do we need a special pasuk of adam? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, lo nitzicha el misha chetzo eved v'chetzo ben chor. You're right. An eved, a full-fledged eved, Kanani is pater. We're talking about a situation where he's a half-freed and half-slave. And then we have to teach us that since he's a partial slave and he has an adon acher, he's pater in mitzvahs. That can name, I'll bring you an exact reading of the Mishnah. It's very, works very well with the Mishnah. The kasani nashim v'avadim she'enu mishurcharam. What do you mean, enu mishurcharam? My she'enu mishurcharam. Ilei ma'she'enu mishurcharam klal. If they're not freed at all, listen to avadim stama, just teach avadim. That's an eved kanani. Why say enu mishurcharam? Eved, by definition, is not freed. What's the emphasis on, or the extra words of she'enu mishurcharam? Ela lav she'enu mishurcharam legamrei. Must be that they're not entirely freed, but partially freed. That's a dik. Who's that? That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah, that they were to have me to think that they should be chayv mitzvah since they're partially freed. And since they still have a partial adon, they're pater from the mitzvah of Riyah.
So one adon died. They left with one adon.
Or one of the adon freed him. Partners, one of freed him.
Before, according to woman, that the adon has a chiyuv to
free. Right, Lemaisa he does.
This is only the one of the doesn't have.
Exactly. In the Mishnah Rishona where we didn't force him to say exactly. I think the Achronim do point that out. Right. Rishona point this out. Where's that Rashi? Ah, Rashi lo nitzicha. Rashi writes, seven lines up. Miu le Mishnah Achrona, according as Ricky just said, this Mishnah Achrona, whole of it, biadenu la kufes rabba chayiv, since we force the master to free him, then certainly he would be chayiv in the mitzvah, den lo ela adon acher. But one can ask the question, is this even true before you freed him? If you freed him, of course, it's pashut. If you forced him already, so this sounds like even before you freed him, the very fact there's an obligation to free him, but right now he's a half eved, half free, it sounds like he'd be chayiv even now. You asking about him?
Yeah, and we said the same svara on the base when we were talking about tomorrow. I forgot the kind of tomorrow said over there. I don't know if Rashi put it out, but it's already considered freed even before he freed him. It wasn't another kind of freed.
Yep, yeah, the last line of Rashi, Beis Amin Aleph. That's what he says. The last line of Beis Amin Aleph, last two lines. Rashi says, if anyone wants to look there, he says, "Aval la'acher shehodu lebeis Shammai." After Beis Hillel agreed to Shammai, Beis Shammai, sheyesh al bezdin la'kufas adono l'shachro, that Beis enforces the master to free him. Have le'ki'ilu meshucha kvar chayiv. He's already considered as if he's free before he's actually freed. U'mishe shinit fine. So that's that same idea here. That even right now, he's there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah riyah. It says the Gemara of Asuma. Vachol v'zakein, these individuals, someone who has he can't walk well, is blind, sick, or old, is pater from the mitzvah riyah. Tanur Rabbanu. Regalim prat lebalei kavin. The fact is, regalim, reglaim, that excludes someone who has a fake leg. Davar acher. Alternatively, the word regalim means regalim prat lechiger ulchol ulusum lezakein ulusheini yachol alus beraglav. Anyone else who can't walk up excludes an old person who can't make it, or someone who's sick, or someone who's blind. And also anybody else in general who can't make it up. That's what Ragam teaches us. You might ask, what are you adding in by, what's the last category of L'sheinu yachol alas baraglav? We already gave all the examples of a chiger, chola, suma, zaken, they can't walk. Who else is being included? L'suye mai, who else is being included by this last statement of anyone else? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, L'suye, to come to include a mifanki. What's a mifanki? Rashi tells us, you know, what's a mifanki? Right, mifunak, right. So Rashi says, She'ain holchim below minal, he won't walk without shoes. And Rashi tells us further, De'ain adam nichnas lahar bais, bin minalo, a person cannot enter har bais wearing his shoes. Dechsev, mi bikesh zos, miyedchem ramus chasari. This is the Gemara, he quotes those. The Pasuk says, read inside the Gemara. Dechsev, ki tzavo leros penai, when you come to see my face, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi bikesh zos, miyedchem ramus chasari. I'm not sure exactly the title of these words, But this somehow is referring to someone who wears shoes on their feet when going to see Hashem is something disgusting. Is there exact... Oh, I have it in front of me here, actually. Ramos means trample. Okay, so trample my courtyard. You trample them with shoes. It's not a good thing to enter. It's not allowed to be worn to wear shoes while entering the Har Bayis. So Rashi. So look at Tosas, the top Tosas for a second. Kisavo liros panai. Tosas writes, Perish Rashi dinafkale midichsev Ramos chaserai. Demashma deholich b'menolav. That implies trampling with shoes. V'tema. Who did Perak Haroa? The Gemara Brachos tells us, "Mafik leb mitichsev," from another pasuk, "Shal na'alecha." This I assume is referring to when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at in the mountain. Yep, then remove your shoes. V'yei Shlomar and Dhasim Iker. Really, over there is the Iker. The Gemara Brachos, the source of Shal na'alecha. Hacha nichale lasuy. Here's a nice, just a nice pasuk to bring because lasuy ria dichsev ki savu leros. This has the word savu leros. You're coming to see me. It sounds like it's more connected to the mitzvah. That's why he brought it. But the real, real source. Is a pasuk that's brought shal na'alecha. So it comes out is, it sounds like from Tosos, there's an Issa deraisa to enter Har Bayis with shoes on. Other Mefarshim say it's only Issa derabanan. The Meiri says it's an Issa deraisa to enter the Azara with shoes, but to go in Har Bayis is only an Issa midirabanan.
Is the place that Moshe saw the bush is Arabat?
Yeah.
It is.
No, was it, did you say Har Sinai? Say Har Sinai, maybe Har Sinai, but the Kedusha of it. Because the Shekhinah was Shorah there.
But physically, what was it? I forgot it. Physically, it's...
I'm not sure.
Sinai.
It might be. I could be misremembering.
Sure. Would it have been in Midian? Right, that's what I was thinking. It should have been close, at least close to Midian. But he could have been gone gone with his cattle for a few days.
Okay, then the Gemara says two lines down from the top. Tana ha'ariel v'atame, someone who doesn't have a mila and someone who's tame, p'turim min ha'riya. Bishlamav tame, I understand why a person who's tame doesn't bring the riya. Dichsev uvasa shama. Bevesim shama says the pasuk. Kol shiyesim b'biya, anyone who's able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, yeshim b'hava, he's supposed to bring. Someone who cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash can't bring it, and a Tame is Aser, it's Issa Deraisa, Chiv Karis, to enter the Beis HaMikdash while being Tame. So that's why he's exempt from sending a carbon. How do we know an Ariel is Pater from the Mitzvah of Riyah? Hamani Rabbi Kiva, he the Marbi La Ariel Ketame, Rabbi Kiva, all over Shas, he includes Ariel as like a Tame, a very important Shita. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ish Ish Larabos is Ariel, is referring to, I think, Pesach. See the Hopasik? No, this is referring to standing outside the Machnos. And, which pasuk is this? Let's see. Ishis mizera Aaron v'hutarua. Oh, talking about in terms of doing the voda, I guess. So, either way, we see from here that Ishis comes to include an Ariel will also be included as someone who's not allowed to perform the avoda. So, he's also, since he can't enter into the base of Migdash, he can't send the carbon either.
This is an Ariel that has a tour, like if it's all his brothers. Died or stuff like
right, that's what Rashi says, right. So, I mean, if it's, I guess, an Ariel who willingly did this, then I guess it's Pasha that he's not allowed
to.
He's
Karis, right?
He's Chiv Karis. But someone here who had, he didn't have, you know, his family in the genetics didn't allow for him to get a bris milah in a safe way. So, it's, even such a person, he's exempt. Taner Rabbanan, Tame Pater Min Ariya. Someone who's Tame is Pater Min Ariya, like we said above. Dechsiv Bavasa Shama, Bavasim Shama, Kol Shiyeshim Babiya, Yeshim Bahava, Kol Shayna Babiya, Ena Bahava. Rabbi Yochanan ben Dehavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, the name Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Be'achas Meinav, someone who's blind in just one eye, we saw this already on Daf Beis, I think it was, Pater Minaria, Shenemar Yira Yira, Kiderach Shebal Liros, Kach Bal Liros, just like he comes to see, he so too he should be seen, Ma Bal Liros Bishneinav, Af Liros Bishneinav, just like we had Machlokas Rashi, Rabbi Yonatan, who was coming to see, but let's go with Rabbi Yonatan for now. Just like a Karsh Baruch who comes to see you with his two eyes, so too you should be seen, or he should be seen rather, with two eyes. So that's the drasha of you have to be able to see in both eyes. Now I'm going to move to some Agata here. This Gemara goes on from today's daf until through tomorrow's daf. This idea of this concept of Rav Huna kimat lahaikra. Rav Huna kimat lahaikra. Yira Yira Bachi. When he got to a certain pasuk, this pasuk in particular, Yira Yira, he would cry. And we see there are going to be like 10 different psukim like this. So Amar, why would he cry? So he says, Eved Shirabo Mitzapa Loliroso. An Eved who really longs to see his servant, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanting to see Klai Yisrael, Yisrachek Mimenu, he should become distant. Tichsiv Kisavo Leros Panai Bibikesh Zos Mielchem Ramos Chatzirai. So the Torah tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see us, every one of the Shoshu Gom. But yet, when you come to appear before me, says the Pasuk, you trample my courtyards. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be distanced now from his children, Klai Yisrael. Then Rav Huna says, Kimat al-Haikar, when he got to this Pasuk, Bachi, he would cry as well. What would he cry about? The Pasuk says, V'zavachta shamim v'chalta sham. You should slaughter the meat, and you should eat it over there. Says Rav Huna, Evit shirabo mitapa le'echel al shulchano. A servant whose master wants him to eat on his shulchan, on his table. Yisvacha gimenu should be distant from us. Dechseva, lama li rovs v'chim, yomar Hashem. Hashem says, why do I need all your sacrifices? So he wants us to bring sacrifice, but then he says, I don't want your sacrifice anymore. So Rav Huna would cry when he got to that bus. He was obviously very in tune with his neshama to cry. How many, we hear sad things, like how many of us do not cry in the kinos and Tisha B'Av? Rav Shechter cries several times every day during his shir. He quotes a shir, quotes someone, and starts just crying during the shir. We're not in touch with the neshama as much. Rav Elazar, kimat l'hai kro, when Rav Elazar reached this pasuk, he would bech, he would cry. Pasuk says, "V'lo yachlu echav la'anos also ki nivhalu mipanav." His brothers could not answer him, for they were so astounded before him. Referring to Yosef and his brothers, they were scared of him. Umatochecha shabas v'dam. The rebuke that the brothers received from Yosef Tzadik. This is what it did to them. Kach tochecha shakadosh baruch hu achas v'kama kama. How much so more so should the rebuke of Kadosh Baruch Hu really affect us and impact us? Rabbi Lazar kimat el haikar, and Rabbi Lazar would reach this pasuk. Bachi, he would cry. V'yomer, the pasuk says, V'yomer Shmuel el Shol. Lamir gastani lalos osi. Shmuel says to Shol, why do you disturb me to raise me up? This referring to when Shol had called him up from the dead. So,
twice.
Right. Also, when he got to these two psukim, yeah, two different psukim. So Shmuel said, why do you bother me? I was busy sleeping. I was buried. So the Gemara says, Ma Shmuel atzadik haya misyari min hadin. Anu achas v'kam v'kam of Shmuel. Was so scared of Yom HaDin. I guess he was in the process of Din when he was being called up. I don't know exactly what was going on then. But he was so scared and upset at Shaul. How much more so should we be scared as Yom HaDin is approaching in just a couple of weeks?
This one he was revived?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I guess he was going through the process of Yom HaDin at the moment. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Shmuel... Mahi, what was the story of Shmuel? The Chassid of Pasuk tells us, "Vatomer ha'ish el Shol elokim ra'isi alam," and the woman said to Shol, "I saw a great man going from the ground." Olim trei masher. Olim sounds like two people were going up. So Gemara says, "Chad Shmuel v'idach dalzel Shmuel v'asil Moshe." So what are the two? One was Shmuel, and the other one apparently was Moshe, because after he asked for Shmuel, then he brought Moshe up also. So Amar Lei, so Shmuel says to Moshe, Dilma chas Hashem l'dina mispayna. Maybe Hashem, maybe we're being summoned to judgment, and they're so scared. Kum ba'adai, stand beside me, says Shmuel. Deleka milsa dechsafta baraisa delo kamaitai. There's nothing in the Torah that I didn't fulfill. So they're scared. They're being woken up to take into din Torah, and Shmuel asked Moshe to come with me to come defend me and be my aid and testify that I did everything correctly. That was what was going on. That was the Yom HaDin that Shmuel was scared of. So Shmuel, who was a Shmuel, Navi was scared of. How much more so should we be scared of the Yom HaDin? He would cry when he got to that pasuk. Marley goes on to say, Rebbe Ami kimati l'haikra. When he would get to the next pasuk, another pasuk, Rebbe Ami would cry. And Bachi, what would the pasuk be? Yitain be'afar piu, ulai yesh tikva. Let him put some dust, or his mouth to the dust. Perhaps there's some hope. What's the context of this pasuk? Where's the pasuk found? This is in Kinos and Eich. I mean, so Kula is so Amar.
All those psukim are in Davin Rosh Hashanah. All those psukim are in the concept of Yamim Raim.
Oh, the no, are they? Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
So they just read the psukim this.
Yeah, when they learn Tanakh. We don't learn Tanakh anymore, but they learn Tanakh. So when they got to the pasuk Tanakh, they cried. And we should learn Tanakh, but... So the Gemara says, they got so when he got to the Pasuk again, Yitain Pe'afar Piu ulai yesh tikva. When you place your mouth to the dirt, maybe there's some hope. So Amar kule hai v'ulai, all the suffering and maybe you're going to get hope, maybe. So I guess the idea is, as Rashi explained this, I should explain it, I guess, but when a person dies, it gets a reference to when a person dies and gets buried. Rashi says something. Where is it, Rashi? Kule hai, kol yisurim halalu yikabel v'odenu b'safeg im tei lo tikva. We all the yisurim, our mouth goes to the ground, our mouth is to the dirt. We're accepting all these yisurim, and there's only a possibility they're going to be saved. We're not a vad that we're going to be saved from all this yisurim. So he cried when he got to that pasuk. Rabbi Ami kimati lahaikro. Rabbi would reach a different pasuk. He'd cry. Bachi. Pasuk says, "Bakshu tzedek, bakshu anava, ulai tisasru biyom af Hashem." So bakshu tzedek, seek out the tzedek or the righteousness, and bakshu anava, seek out the humility. Ulai, perhaps tisasru biyom af Hashem. Perhaps you'll be concealed on the day of Hashem's anger. So by you seeking out anivas and you seeking out tzedekus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu might, he might protect you. Amar kule hai v'ulai, you're going to seek out all these wonderful things, tzidkus, anivas, and you work on yourself, all these midos, and maybe you'll be protected, maybe? So he cried when he got to that pasuk. Yet another pasuk that, this one actually Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi, who was always, they were chavrusas, you find Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi all the time together. Rabbi Asi, kimati lahai krabach, when he got to this pasuk, he would cry. Sinura, ve'ehevu tov, v'atzigu v'shar mishpat ulai yechunun Hashem melkei tzvaos. Sinura, hate the evil. The avu tov, love the good. Vitzigu vashar, and you should set up a gate of mishar mishpat, set up a gate of justice, or justice by the gate. Ulai, maybe yechanan Hashem elokei tzvaos, maybe Akash Baruch will have some mercy. Kula haivu, ulai, you're going to do all these wonderful things, set up a justice system. You're going to hate ra, you're going to love the good, and you're going to still only maybe be protected from Hashem. So you therefore cry when you got to this pasuk. If Yosef kimat lahai kron, if Yosef would get to the next pasuk, abachi. You got the pasuk of Yesh Nispa below Mishpat, and there is one who succumbs without justification. So Amar Mika Daza below Zimne, is there a person who dies without his proper time? Is that really possible? And the Gemara says yes, it's a possibility. A person can be taken away without a proper justice, without Mishpat. Ki had the Rav Bibi Bar Abai. There's once a story that Havishkiach Abi Malcham Avis, and the Malcham Avis was frequently visiting Rav Bibi. What was the story? Gemara tells you the story as follows. Amar Lei Lishluchei, apparently the Malcham Avos had agents, little messengers he sent out. So he sent to one of his messengers, Zil Aiti Li Miriam Megalaseya Nishaya. Go bring for me the Miriam, who is the braider of women's hair. Okay? And Tosus talks about exactly who Miriam was. It might have been Miriam of Yashka he refers to, maybe. Nari, it might be he refers to Gemara and Shabbos. So he says, go bring me Miriam. Also, Aiti Lei Miriam Megaladartike. He went and brought the Miriam, the raiser of children, though. He got the wrong lady. So Amar Lei, so Anna Miriam Megalaseya Nisayam Amar Lechai. I said, no, the Miriam, the braider of woman's hair, not the one who raises children. Amar Lei, Ihachi Adre, okay, I'll bring her back. Amar Lei, Olvi Aitina Lehevili Minyano. Once you brought her, just leave her with the count. Well, she died, okay, we're not bringing her back to life. So we see that the concept that it's possible that one can die before the time is up. How is Machmav given the power to do this, to have someone die before it's their time? So she was holding a stick in her hand. And she was extending it into the oven. And she was sweeping and dusting the bottom of the oven. Rashi says, Mechabedes Satanur, sweeping the oven. And Shaklava Anchata Agabidikra. And then she removed this hot stick now and accidentally placed it on top of her foot. And she burnt herself, and a mazel was thereby impaired, and Vaitina brought her there, so something bad happened to her, and that allowed the Malcham Avos, the Shliach, the Malcham Avos to come take her. Once something like bad, you make yourself vulnerable, so then the Malcham Avos has an opportunity to kill you. The Gemara talks about elsewhere, I don't remember where the Gemara is exactly, maybe Adam remembers, where we say the woman who's pregnant, it's very dangerous for her. When she's giving birth, because once things are just vulnerable, then the Malcham Avos has the ability to kill. I forget where the Gemara is. Top of Amun Alf somewhere. Gemara in Pesach, maybe? Amazing Gemara in Bay, actually. Okay. Then the Gemara continues and says the rest of the story. Amarle Rav Bibi Bar Abaye Islechu Rishus Lemevet Halchi. Apparently, he had a conversation with Malcham Avos. It's quite high level to do that. Is who gives you permission to do this? So Amrulay, the angel says, Lok siv yesh nishpat b'lo mishpat. The pasuk says, we have the ability to nishpat, to capture those without mishpat, even before their time is up. So Amrulay, he says, b'hak siv dor holich v'dor ba. But doesn't it say the generation comes, the generation goes and comes, and it has to be until the dor is complete, until the year is complete. Amrulay, dira'ina lohu ana. I take those neshamas along with me, ad milay lohu ladara, until I've completed the generation. And then I pay them back to Duma. Duma, Rashi tells us, was a shade. He was Rashi, two lines down, Darina Luhana. Any Mosin Lashomer Hamesim Sheshmo Doma. I don't give it to Doma, Ella Miskalgalin Ami. It stays with me. Vishatin Beolam. I'm like, it's in the world still. Adshis Malu Shnosav Hu Karidor. I'm not really sure what's going on here. But somehow, when he takes away the life of others earlier, he pays it back to others and doesn't return it to Duma until all the generation years complete. So I'm not getting a full picture here. And then,
some kind of like, says if one passed away before his allotted time, his soul would wander about until his years were completed.
Uh huh.
Then it was consigned to Duma.
Uh huh.
Right, Duma is the.
He's the head of the dead. So even though they're physically dead, the neshama is still floating around somehow in the world.
I guess they weren't supposed to have died, so somehow the neshama, I guess, can't go to its final place.
Okay. So Amrulez, or Bibi, says back to the Malach, Sof Shanis Mayavdas. So at the end of the day, what do you do with the person who's unfinished? So Amar Iika Tzurbim Rabbanan. I'm not sure what's. Didn't we just say the neshama floats around?
But he has business on earth. What does he do with his business on earth? He's supposed to do things in this world. He can't do them
there. So Amar Slamach says, Iika Tzurbim Rabbanan, Dimavir Bimile, if there's a Chacham, the Tamil Chacham, who is a Mavir Bimile, he's Mavir Namidos, he's a forgiving person. Mosifna lehule, we add the years onto his life, avi chilufe, and it replaces the one who died. The years go to the Tzurim Rabbanan. Okay, so stop here. Interesting story. Not sure what to make of it, but sounds quite interesting.